You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Right.
What's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Black Is Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. This is your man Chris, one half of the Brothers Layman. This is a special mics off episode. This is when I just happen to have the mics on and recording while people are just in the background talking about random stuff. In this mics off episode, we're talking about champagne parties and just reminiscing on prom. If y'all want to leave any comments or feedback, you can do so via email, kc@blackisonline.com, on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, Twitter at Black Is Online, on hotline 323-455-4219. Thanks for listening.
About the champagne parties.
Oh.
For like a little quick one. How did that get real life?
Have you seen these things?
Let me show you the one that my friend went to today. Rhea is so stupid. She said, bomb. Let me tell you what. This is not. These kids are out of control. Uh-oh. I got
one. What's so crazy is like, then you're like, so what's next for them?
Right. I know my cousin was doing his daughter's and he had like a red carpet and a step and repeat and a DJ. And I was like, for the champagne party? So there was a stage set up in front of the house. I didn't go. Somebody sent me pictures. She said she just went to the most ridiculous thing. She said outrageous. Right? So then there are all these trees.
I gotta get closer to that joke.
There are all these like white trees around with the word prom hanging from it.
Wow.
And then this
that's
is,
the girl. Her dress
girl,
is cute.
Her dress. Her entire family had on all white. All the
what
servants
what?
Had custom t-shirts.
Were they up in
Baldwin
Hills?
I don't know. I can ask.
Yeah,
that was the VIP room. VIP area.
Wait, the champagne party? Ain't the whole thing VIP?
So she's got a full scholarship to Yale.
Right. And her, look, now my friend did say that.
This is on a roll.
The mom has a side business. And the mom's
as
side,
an event planner?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't care. So.
Wow.
Then she had this table set up with all of these pictures from her youth and, you know, from her high school portrait. And then she has a dessert table. Now, I understand that dessert tables have become way more popular.
Yeah.
I'm not
going
to get the bell.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at the dessert table, yeah.
Get a snack. Get a snack.
That's the dessert table.
Wait.
The
dessert table. Yeah, I got to see it. I got to see it.
I'm going to see your response.
I'm going to get the belly.
Oh, Lord.
Well, that is a
that's
lot
a wedding.
Prom.
All of that is a wedding.
It's
all
so
curtains. Yes. All those curtains that, because I helped plan weddings before. Those curtains that are hanging up, that is what you do for weddings.
Wait, do you see the sign? It says hot couture dessert, honey. Not just dessert.
Couture.
Hot couture.
Oh my goodness.
It's crazy.
It becomes like a competition.
I saw pictures.
The cutest one I saw were the two kids with Down syndrome that went to the prom.
Oh, no, that's sweet.
It's a video out. Somebody posted it on Facebook. And he keeps saying to her, like, what did you do to yourself? What did you do? Like, he just mesmerized, like, like, and he keeps like kind of poking her, and then he's like, "Aw," like he's just like completely crushing on her the whole time. And they're like leaning in, like putting their forehead to each other. He's laughing, like, "What did you do? What did you do to yourself? What did you do?" Like he's just cracking up, like he had fallen in love with her when she came down the stairs.
That is true.
And it's so cute. You know, she's cute. The funny thing is, like, she's smitten by his attention, but she's feeling like,
I'm smitten right now.
And they were, I would tell Chris, because they went in a Maserati. And I was like, you know what? I probably would have did that for my baby. If my baby had down
syndrome. Like, let's flex.
Let's flex. Because he was just so humble and just thrown by her, like, laughing. Like, what did you do? And he's touching her. Like, are you real? Like, and she, like, smiles. And he leans his head on her little forehead. And that's what everybody in the background was like,
That's so sweet.
Yes, that was very cute. But there was no decoration. I mean, they probably did. You just didn't see the decorations. They was really just focusing on him seeing her walk down the stairs. And I was like, oh.
See, I only saw pictures of Jaden Smith in his white Batman costume. The wealthy. And then,
prom?
Did yeah. It? And then Lauren
Hill. He wore
Hill's
a white Batman costume? He wore like a full-on costume.
Yeah, the chest plate, the cape, the pants, and then he had a jacket that went over it. But then Lauren Hill's son.
What is your, how do you, what's the girl wearing? Because usually you're trying to match to her, Catwoman. Right.
She had like a basic prom dress, white.
Oh, see, that's foul. That's
Bruce Wayne.
Lauren Hill's son was mad casual. I was like, I don't even think you're wearing socks.
He did look.
He like, but he was in like a Bentley. I guess he was like the car seat for itself.
My grandfather's Marley.
I'm Zion.
Yeah.
Right.
And my granddaddy is
Mark.
And I saw a regular kid. The other thing I was saying, I saw a regular kid. What do you call it? A Rolls Royce.
I saw Diddy's son. You know, because now I'm
Justin?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He went to the prom.
They were so cute.
They were.
Why did I think Justin was like 25?
No.
He's just now 18.
What's the name is like in his 20s.
Oh, okay.
Christopher Williamson, but that Sean, that...
His baby was Stacey Dash?
No.
because
he has a baby by Kim Porter.
Right. And Diddy raises him because...
Yeah. Sure. Hey. Christopher Williams has a baby by Kim Porter.
So she got a baby with him and
I mean, not Christopher Williams, I'll Be Sure's son. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll Be Sure.
Around.
I got the names all mixed up.
What's going on, fam? This is Brother Malcolm, and you're listening to the Black Is Break. Check us out on blackisonline.com. Peace.
A prom dress I thought was fresh, but it was a little extra.
Yeah, she got it. Yeah. I showed them.
That's crazy.
See, this is an LA thing. We don't do that in the Bay Area. They don't send people.
I mean, it's the there's no champagne party.
Not that I know. I know
a lot of people.
They do. My friend had a champagne party before her prom. Not one when we were in high school, but I mean, maybe that was my high school. I didn't know of anybody doing that.
We had one, but it wasn't a big deal. Everybody was just drinking apple cider and champagne.
So I had a champagne party, too, but it looked like this.
I did, too. And mine did not have decorations.
There were no decorations. It was just...
Mm-hmm. I had some, like, fried chicken in the house. Exactly. And little wings. People came by to take pictures, and that was it.
Let me ask her. Let me make sure I'm telling the truth. I'll ask her right now if she had a champagne party. But I'm pretty sure she... I've never heard the phrase champagne party.
A lot of people are like, what's a champagne party?
Maybe they call it something else.
Okay. I wonder, now I need to Google champagne party and see what the origins of the champagne party are.
Yeah, it's definitely
changed.
Because
honestly, it's just a dance.
Yeah.
It's still a high school dance.
It's just a dance.
Yeah, but it is the high school dance.
It is the high school dance.
It's the one, the only.
My hands were cold when I came in. So I couldn't.
Ironically, like... Then it's like, well, what's afterwards? That's my question. What? Like,
I know.
Yeah, what's like you celebrate them?
For after prom? But what a graduation?
Graduation.
Bigger deal.
Yeah.
It should.
And what are you celebrating? Like,
you would think. Yeah, you got a date. That was funny. <'cause> that's funny. I mean, literally.
It's funny, though, because for most of us, we're probably 20 years out of high school, going on 20 years out of high school. So I think we probably see it from a different perspective now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have all that.
Oh, I'm like, yeah,
wait, no. The year
I went in a limo. I went in a limo,
I did, too. But that was for, like, more, like, safety reasons.
Yeah, because the year I went, everybody in my class was swearing their parents was renting them luxury vehicles. Oh, and so some people's parents did. My parents were like, yeah, that's not going to happen, but you can
I
get a limo.
I think still one consistent thing is they think somebody's going to get some.
Oh, yeah, and some people do.
We got to try.
This is also true.
Yeah. We hope. You just like, I'm hoping. Because I remember people were like, we're renting rooms at the hotel. And I'm like, who are you staying with? Like,
really?
We're like, I'm no, like, no, oh, well, then that's just like.
What? I was so square.
That's.
I was like, I'm going home.
I went with my play brother, so it was real easy. You ain't getting nothing.
Yeah. Like, no, you got that. Because people are like, oh, we can go up and change, you know, uh-huh. After prom. It's, to me, it's just like, oh, basically, you booking it. Like, I got a hotel room.
Yeah.
And a lot book of people told their parents that, and they believe them. My mother, however, said no. Because she knew better. She knew doggone well nobody was using their hotel room for some change of clothes. She said, what's wrong with the house?
Right.
Come here and change clothes. Just like you got dressed here, you can come change clothes here. She
right.
interrupted all my fun.
Look, I went with Brother Dino. Who hasn't been at the podcast table for a while.
Time.
Yeah, gotta hit him up. But we had fun at prom. But come after prom. Is that okay? Let's take a cute picture. Okay, I see you at the end of prom. Have a good time.
Yeah. After prom, I went with my girls.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And it was downtown, and it was like multiple high schools in the building. It wasn't just your high school.
Mm-hmm. God.
I remember my outfit. Ooh, I thought I was so cute.
You were so cute. You know you, I had
on, I was inspired by the group Jade.
Okay.
Oh. So I had on lace leggings and suede shorts and a lace bodysuit. And my mom let me wear a bra under it with a suede vest to match. Don't walk away. And I wore like my wannabe Doc Martin boots because I was all anti Doc Martin because they had said everything about Doc Martin was like racist and everything. But I had on some boots. What? I was like Jade in the building. I remember my outfit.
So funny.
One of my favorite after prom memories was in the 90s. My dad used to be the principal at Compton High. And there was a male cheerleader at Compton High named Jason. I don't remember his last name, but the boy danced better than everybody on the planet. And somehow he managed to make it to our after prom. What was the dance that went like? Was it the Bankhead Bounce? Was it?
Yes.
He and this girl were on the after prom dance floor having the biggest Bankhead Bounce competition. Like, they was Bankhead bouncing on each other. I was like, y'all gonna end up being a fight. To the point, everybody just kind of backed up and was like, okay, we just gonna watch that. I mean, they on the floor. Bankhead Bounce, he was on his side.
Damn.
I was like, this is about to get very, very serious. I'm like, but y'all don't know Jason. He popular in the CPT, but LA folks didn't know him. He was killing.
That's Compton Jason.
Yeah. Compton cheerleader Jason, whatever your last name was. No, trust me, everybody from CPT in the 90s.
But they still have their little dancing and stuff now.
Yeah.
Because even when my friend's son went to the prom, he did his little dance coming out. It was so cute. I was like, you know. So the kids are really different. I'm glad people are going back to being classy, though, because remember there was a stage where they were, like, going straight trashy.
Yeah,
like,
the naked outfits.
Yeah, the naked sheer C3.
Technically, I saw some duplicates of the Beyonce style.
The gold dress.
With the see-through joint.
Kim dress that's very sheer. Yeah. That's very sheer, which is a pretty dress, but I don't know if I would necessarily want my high school student wearing it. And I've seen it done well, where it's like you're basically covered from the neck to the thigh, and then your legs is sheer, and you can tell it's like it's inspired by the same dress.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also saw some girls who had on essentially the same dress, and you're not supposed to go to prom naked. But what about the period where everybody was taking like labels, like the designer labels, and turning that into fabric? Lord. So like the whole Louis Vuitton dress with the Louis Vuitton suit.
Never liked it.
Never liked
no,
it.
That was bad.
No, that was bad.
Why?
Oops, sorry. That is so funny.
That was a disaster.
It's nice to see the guys get dressed up too now.
Yes.
Like, when did they stop getting? I mean, I know, at some point guys, it was like guys started rocking tennis shoes with the suits, which was fine. But
I think before guys just wore what the girls told them to wear, like get your tux and let your cummerbund match my dress, kind of thing.
Basically, we got there.
I ain't got, what else was it?
Like I didn't buy all this money. I ain't paying $500 for no outfit. Like right, and if we come in and we both got two different colors on, it's my fault. Because I'm like, you shouldn't, you know, I'm being cussed at. You didn't should have known what I was wearing. Then you're supposed to match. I'm like, okay.
But you have more men in the fashion now. So
yeah.
Being a little bit more, I guess, choosy about what
they wear.
Yeah, I can totally see that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny, man, like,
he was clean.
All about him. The girl was like down the block. She was around the corner.
Bias.
I swear. You know, they would be like on the girl and him. Mm-hmm. She was to the side. Everybody was crowded around the joint, taking pictures, snapping. Like,
he was so clean.
It was his prom, too.
The girl was pretty, too.
Yeah.
Was it her prom, or was she just his day?
She was his day. She's a college student.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was, you know, kind of like, well, I don't know. It was just her.
He would have got a little like, you could bring in a college student to prom.
Yeah. He brought a college student to prom. The other cool thing now that they're doing is how they ask the kids to prom.
So
how you ask your date.
Oh, so you don't have to come off thirsty now?
You don't have to come off thirsty. You got to be creative. So, like, please, Justin Combs. I said, like, I know him. Justin, he, you know, rolled up to the school in his, you know, with his chauffeur ride and had, like, a sign for the girl when the bell rang and roses.
Okay.
To ask her. A friend of mine, her son, I guess the girl he really likes is a reader.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, she likes reading. So, and she, I guess she hangs out in the library after school or whatever. So he got permission from the school and it's a school that still has a library, but it's down south.
Right.
And he had the sign sticking out, like, in the shelves. Like, mm-hmm. Will you go to prom with me?
How cool.
Yeah. And so, but his little sister helped him. She's in high school, too. She was like, she likes going to the library. So they're coming up with, like, creative ways to ask their girls to
I wonder what happens to those people now who don't get asked to the prom or don't have a plan.
Yeah, they go with their friends.
Okay, so they end up having the group thing.
Yeah, I would think that would be the thing. Now, I don't think people want to miss prom anymore. They're like, you know, if I got to roll dolo, what? I'll leave with somebody.
What if
your kid doesn't get asked to the prom?
And they want to. Like, how do you...
Especially if it's a girl. The guys aren't really getting asked to prom.
Guys will go by themselves because it's guaranteed to be a date situation that does not pan out happily.
I think it'd be weird just because now, like, if you have more girls and guys in the school or in that particular class, then, you know, girls have to be like, all right, what am I going to do if I don't have somebody in my class ask me? Do I go younger? You don't want to do that. You know?
You better have an outside of school homie available. Because... He's out here snoring. You were on vacation, huh? You all golden
from college.
How was it? Nice. How was it? Was it? Yeah, it looked like you guys had fun.
Yeah.
How many people went?
I think accurately captured the.
There were 22 people that went?
Yeah.
Now that's a bad.
Yeah, that's fun.
It was Nigel's 40th birthday, so they just happened, like, you know, you catch people in a sweet spot. Like, for some reason, when Bridget sent the text out, it was like everyone was like, okay, like, we're down. And it just worked out.
Wow.
But yeah, I got my first sunburn ever.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had a sunburn. I mean, that sun was no joke. We went on a booze cruise, and that, like, that kicked everybody's butt. It was out of control.
How hot were you there?
We were only there for 4 days.
You went to...
Mm-hmm. But it was only in the 80s, though.
I know. But it was just, for some reason, on the boat, like, we were just, like, in that direct sunlight for, like, 4 hours straight. It was crazy. I'm just happy I had a hat on that day.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I laid on a cushion, flat out, just, you know, laid out. But I wore SPF 70, unlike everybody else. I was acting like I was pasty white. SPF 70, and I still got a sunburn.
I don't know where you get SPF 70 from.
Aveeno. Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Keep that in mind for future vacations. So prom, we got many years before we got to think about that.
Yeah, I ain't worried about planning.
Who knows what they'll be doing by the time.
I know.
That's another 10
probably
years.
Probably some of the same. I'm just, to me, with the champagne parties, I'm just thinking if you're going all that out, I'm expecting you basically are throwing a whole party for the night. And you're just like, hey, for about 6 to 9, let's celebrate my daughter. And then when she leaves, then from about 9 to 1... we have the adult party. All the kids is gone. All the heavy alcohol and all that stuff out.
Do like my parents inject the limo while I'm at prom and go ride around looking for O.J. Simpson's out. Do that.
You should go back to the juice.
That was prime O.J. Simpson time.
It was. Wow. My parents was like, we still paying for that. She in that dance for like 4 hours. Come on back here and pick us up.
Pretty smart.
Like, you ain't just gonna be sick,
right?
You just want your kids. Well, you're right. But then you said when did you get picked up?
After everybody.
Oh Lord, people. They didn't make it in time.
They were like, Mama was like, it wasn't our fault. It was that driver. She didn't know the city.
Wait,
were they in the car when they came and picked you up? Oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Now that would have been even more funny. Right.
That would have been terrible. But we had such a flossy limo, and nobody saw it.
Oh, right, because they weren't there.
Oh, my friend.
Like,
oh,
now that pisses you off when you're in high school. You're like, the whole point is that other people need to see it.
Exactly. I just remembered my friend, her prom dates. Oh, my God, I just remembered. I went to prom with my prom date, who was like a big brother, and my friend went with me because her prom date was supposed to meet her there or whatever, and he like stood her up or something crazy. So we were like three in the car going. I think he did come late, but he wasn't like dressed in. He did some old shady stuff. Mm-hmm. So she ended up riding with me to the prom, and he was meeting her at the hotel. At the Bonaventure.
No.
At the Bonaventure. That's where our hotel. Yeah, that's where our prom
at
was.
At the Bonaventure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, but when did you say you had yours? I had ours with Hamilton.
Did you?
Ours the same year was at on the Queen Mary. The prom. Okay. For 95.
Yeah, was the Queen Mary?
Yeah, because I happened to go in and I saw Vance there.
Oh.
Vance Miller. I was like, he was like, oh, Hamilton's having a prom here. And I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
All right. Whatever.
So, my prom was by Hamilton was by itself, but our after prom that year was with a lot of schools.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all the same class?
No, I'm 94.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. 94.
Now, do they still let the kids hang out till like 7 in the morning? Because I came back out of think about like 6:30.
I don't know how long after prom. I know, but back then it was that late because it was the first time I got to stay out like all night.
Where did you hang out though?
At the after party. Then
we
go to Denny's. Yeah.
We went. Well, they had different stuff. We ended up going to the beach. Hotel. We went to dinner. I was trying and it didn't happen. But like, all right.
So you just had to go wherever.
Yeah,
I'm
like.
I'm gonna try. Will you do it at the beach?
Right.
But no, we didn't. Yeah, I didn't get home till like sun was coming up. But I was like, I'm not going home at like 3 a.m. Let's be out.
I went back home and ate on the wings that we had,
and then
went to Magic Mountain.
Yeah, the next day.
And then you go to
Magic
Mountain.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I skipped Magic Mountain. I was tired. I had this bad weave, and I just wanted it out of my head.
I was just about to say it. I had weave in mine, and my head was throbbing.
I spent the day after prom cutting the weave out.
I took mine out, too, before I went to Magic Mountain. I took mine out.
Yeah, we did. After prom, Denny's, where there was some really crazy. I remember now, it was another group there that was having their after prom.
Right.
Early morning breakfast. But something, I don't know if they thought we were looking at them or whatever, but some girl came over to us and was like, who got a problem over here? Anybody got a problem over here? We were all sitting there like, we eating pancakes. We don't know what your problem is. And then she sashayed back to her seat. And then we got back to my parents' house. I'll never forget, the driver came to open the door. I think we had the car to like 7. And like, it was maybe 6:15. And Randy, she opened the door and he promptly leaned out and closed it. He was like, we got 45 more minutes.
Oh my god.
Put a movie out.
No way. No way. No way.
Bro. The driver's well, like, okay, come on now.
Like, oh, we paid for this.
I remembered more of my problem.
That means you had a real good time.
Mm-hmm. I think it was uneventful. Uh-uh. I think. I don't
remember. Were you at Hamilton?
No, I went to Immaculate Heart.
Oh. Okay.
I don't even know if we had an after prom.
Okay.
I don't remember. I don't remember a lot of things.
Did you have fun with your date?
Junior year, yes. Senior year, no. Okay.